I'll fill up some papier after these are here. Today's date is 01/24/2022. Dictation is for Kendra Caldwell. Caldwell spells C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L. Kendra spells K-I-N-D-R-A. Date of birth is 05/04/1988. This is a 33-year-old young lady. Here to establish care for opioid use disorder, period. Patient stated that she has had this problem for a long time. She was in the program in 2019, but stopped abruptly because she said she thinks she could have control her use. She stated that she realized that she didn't. Prior, she said she was being seen and was receiving Suboxone BID. She received this for approximately 3 months or so and then stopped, period. She stated that since 2019 to now, she has been using heroin, which is a drug of choice. Says she used about half a gram to a gram daily. It's injectable. She also indicated that she used hydrocodone, about 8 to 10 pills daily. And she said occasionally she would smoke weed. She stated that she smoked weed as recent as last night because she is out of her drug of choice, heroin and hydrocodone, and had to do that to calm herself down. A quote, calm myself down, close quote. Next paragraph, patient states she works as a painter and makes good money painting, and this is what she used to finance her habits, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history is none. Past psych history is drug abuse, as mentioned above. Past surgical history is none. Patient stated her last menstrual period approximately 3 days ago. She is D3 power 3, AB0. Patient stated that she has had some legal issues when she was much younger. She was charged for controlled substance possession, and she was imprisoned for approximately 4 months, period. She says she had no recent running with the law. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports a slight agitation because she's out. She does not have any more heroin and wants to get off of it, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert-oriented. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% of room air. Blood pressure is 130 over 77. Pulse 103. Respiration 20. Temperature 98.2. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Eyes pearl. EOM full range of motion. No nystagmus. Period. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen soft, non-tendon, no organomegaly, no rebound, no CVA tenderness. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules. There's some track marks on the forearm, period. Next paragraph. Correction, same paragraph. Track marks are present, but with no secondary infection, no fluctuance, no discharge or bleeding, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented time 3, cranial nerves to 10, normal motor and sensory functions in normal, mood and affect are normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder. Number 2, IV drug use, IV drug abuse, in parentheses, heroin, close parentheses. Next paragraph, patient had a lengthy discussion about the program. We talk about follow-up. She says she's aware, she knows how the program works, and she intends to be compliant this time. She will be started on Suboxone 8/2 milligrams of self-film. She will take one film BID for 30 days, number 660. PMP Aware was reviewed. PMP Aware revealed the patient was on Suboxone program for approximately 3 months at this facility. That was in 2019. Drug screen, urine drug screen was done. Drug screen revealed positive for morphine, positive for oxycodone, positive for marijuana, period. Patient was given opportunity to ask questions. He says she has none. End of the patient.